Jerry Bader shows a couple of things before I get into another topic. And I'll admit, I'm trying to punch through a lot of stuff today. It's the temptation that I can't resist having been gone on Thursday. I just want to do a lot of catch up here. Talking about the Governor Walker's team reaction, I'm not saying they've done a horrible job. I think their strategy is these emails aren't new. They're not new, so this will just go away. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. Now, there's a related story to this. This is the easiest question in the world. What is the most reviled conservative name right now to liberals? If you come up with a name that typifies or identifies, I should say, who liberals hate the most, what would that one name be? Very simple. People are screaming at their radios right now. The Koch brothers. There's no question about it. Most of it is, it's incredible. They have become the ultimate boogeymen. Yes, because liberals hate billionaires who spend lots of money in Wisconsin and don't live here and have no real skin in the game, right? Well, they selectively hate billionaires like that. I guarantee you will not hear any liberal outrage over this. Governor Scott Walker has a new opponent this year, a super PAC heavily funded by liberal billionaire George Soros. In anticipation of Walker's reelection campaign this fall and possible presidential bid 2 years later, American Bridge 21st Century is already hard at work in Wisconsin. We played their spot for you last week. That was them. The group unveiled on Wednesday a new website called JohnDoeWalker.com. Devoted to exposing information about Walker. The site was launched the same day. Emails were released, blah, 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 blah. They were planning for this. I don't feel like conservatives were. That's my issue. They were ready for this. I just don't feel like our side was, and I'm not holding that exclusively to Walker's team. American Bridge received $1 million from the Soros Fund Management firm during the 2012 election cycle and funding from individual donors and labor unions. Organizers say they have committed about 24 of their Washington, D.C. based staff to poring over the 27,000 pages of emails. That's what they're doing. This has become a cottage industry, going through those emails. Are they going to find something the prosecutors did not? Soros is a backer of Hillary Clinton, widely viewed as the Democratic frontrunner in the 2016 presidential race. Oh, my. A big billionaire dropped $1 million to attack a Wisconsin politician. Cue the liberal outrage. Not. You are such phonies. You are such hypocrites. You have no problems with billionaires influencing elections. None whatsoever. You just don't feel as though you have enough of them. That's all. Do you have a problem? Do liberals have a problem with unions spending $300 million to unseat Scott Walker and other reformist governors? People's World reported that AFL-CIO announced on Thursday morning during a press conference in Houston they would spend money trying to unseat Governor Walker. Other governors that the labor organization is targeting, just those you would expect, Ohio's John Kasich, Pennsylvania's Tom Corbett, Michigan's Rick Snyder, and Florida's Rick Scott. The American Federation of Teachers backed the AFL-CIO's plan. President Randy Weingarten said, in many ways, it's difficult to get anything done in Washington. In states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Florida, a war is being waged against the people and their standard of living. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka said the main issue of the campaign is relating to raising workers' wages. Now, they're not going to have any problem with that $300 million. Yes, and unions, of course, they don't really have that big money. This is just the absolute rank hypocrisy. Now, am I bleeping and moaning about George Soros? No, I'm not. It's his money. He can do with it as he wishes. He can be a freedom freeloader, have $1 billion and more, and then go ahead and hate the American system. That's what freedom is. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. However, the left goes nuts on the other side. I know you don't have as many billionaires as the right does. I get that. You just wish you had more. You don't have a problem with the concept. You just feel outnumbered. You don't have enough. All right. In the past, I and others have pointed out that former Democratic Party of Wisconsin spokesman, current loon, Graham Zielinski is just that, a loon. News broke last week that Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley, who tries to paint himself as a moderate, had hired Zielinski, paid him $10,000 on a consulting contract for unspecified research. If you're not aware, and in these parts of the states, you might not be, Chris Abley, Milwaukee County Executive, is in a huge feud with Democratic but conservative Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Right Wisconsin started asking the question, well, all these vicious things that Graham Zielinski says on Twitter about David Clark, was that what Chris Abley was paying him to do? Abley says no. No. It dealt with legitimate consulting for research. Okay, even if that's true, is Abley going to disavow his relationship with a guy who on Saturday night, now, we know Graham Zielinski likes to drink. He's had several OWIs. I have no idea if alcohol was an influence here. But listen to some of these. I won't read them all. These are some of his Saturday night tweets. We can all agree that Milwaukee County Sheriff's wife should have a gun so she can shoot him. Zielinski insists that David Clark has abused his wife. He's never been charged with that. It's apparently a rumor that's out there. Milwaukee County Sheriff, stop beating your wife. And if you're going to beat her, make sure she has a gun, you bleep hole. I've spoken to two people with firsthand knowledge and people with secondhand knowledge about Milwaukee County Sheriff beating his wife. Sheriff's wife showed up at work several times with bruises about her face and arms. He broke her arm, too, my sources told me. I don't care about any death threats. I will go to my God believing that Tea Party Sheriff is a wife beater. Confidential to guy with death threats. It is true that I'm libeling the sheriff, but the libel is protected because it's true. Okay, that do you know how insane that is? Libel, by its definition, is not true. Okay, this is libel. And an elected official in Wisconsin paid this guy a fee, a consulting fee. Is he now going to disown him? And by the way, Zielinski still shows up at prominent Democratic events. Who does he have pictures of? And I think I mean that seriously. Who the hell does he have pictures of? He does not paint the picture of a stable man. That's all I'm going to say. He does not paint the picture of a stable man. And the liberal movement in Wisconsin will not disown this guy. All right. I have a sharpitude test coming up for you here in just a minute. In 3 minutes, to be exact. It's 9:45.
All things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.